That's right. Gently now, Prakash. Gently. Easy does it, everyone. Oh, it's been covered up for centuries. A few moments more won't do any harm. Stop now. And there we are. The door to the tomb is uncovered. Look at it. Magnificent, isn't it?
Yeah.
Any ideas, anyone?
Could it be Slithergy?
Perhaps the Chelonian Crocus Dynasty?
Good, very good. But no, I think it's Miletian. A sealed Miletian tomb, unique in the universe. Take a deep breath, everyone. We are about to enter history. As you can see, unbelievably, the seals are intact. And, oh yes, if we're lucky, the opening is counterweighted. The Miletians were clever. All I have to do is, forgive me, break this seal and... I don't believe it.
Ah, there you are. What kept you? Cocktails?
You lot, stay outside. You, Professor Bernie Summerfield.
Professor Riversong, put down that trowel and take this. Poor thing. Looked like you've had a shock. Discovering an unopened Miletian tomb on a mysterious planet? Easy. Finding crushed ice? Nah, that requires genius.
You couldn't find any Queen Olives, though. The tomb was sealed. How did you get in here before me?
Experience, my dear River. If you'd bothered to come to more of my lectures, then you'd know.
Lectures?
If you'd paid more attention...
I wouldn't have graduated top of my class.
Academic success isn't everything.
Clearly.
I presume you're here for the same reason as me.
Planet pops out of nowhere.
And at the same time...
A curious message on the Lunar University notice board asking...
For their best archaeologist to investigate.
Which is why I came. What's your excuse?
Ha! Listen. We both came to this frankly impossible world. We're standing in an undisturbed tomb, crammed full of unknown history and untold artifacts, and we're bickering.
It's because we both know what happens next.
Do we?
Oh, yes. I've a confession to make. There's a reason I selected you to be my tutor.
Selected?
And that reason is impossible, magnificent, and... I think that's him arriving right now.
Oh, my God.
I know. You lot! Students! Get back in the shuttle! This way, I think.
Oh, he's making a meal of it. That noise!
Oh, I always like to think of it as the overture.
So that's it, isn't it? You became my student because you found out I knew him.
Spot on.
Unbelievable. Oh, I get it. What are you then, Riversong? Cloned warrior? Stalker? Assassin?
Yes.
Well then, you're about to get your wish granted. Take a deep breath. You're about to meet the doctor.
Fancy.
Just promise not to kill him.
It's not that easy.
I know, and I'm his best friend.
I know, and I'm his wife.
Huh?
Which one will you be, my love?
Now, this should be interesting.
Doctor!
Hey!
Doctor! It's me, Bernice! I answered your summons. I came.
You know me, don't you? You always do, really. Deep down, it's me.
Hold on a second, could you? Come out and have a look at this. It's magnificent.
Oh, Doctor, this is amazing. Where have you brought us this time? Who are these strange shouting women?
Archaeologists.
Brilliant. When can we have an adventure?
It's already started.
These archaeologists, are they friendly?
Why don't you go and find out?
Who is that?
I have no idea.
Hello, I'm Rhea. Super to meet you.
Super? We've come from Lunar University.
I'm Professor Bernie Summerfield, and this is Riversong.
visiting professor at large.
Sounds smashing.
Isn't it? We're old friends of the Doctor. I travelled with him once myself, actually.
It's lovely that the Doctor has such serious friends he can call on to deal with boring stuff. Aren't these sand dunes brilliant? So sandy!
I have a sudden urge to perform an autopsy.
Forgive my companion, she's very excitable. Thank you for coming. You are from Lunar University, yes? I only really needed one of you.
I was just saying that to my colleague. Apparently you know her.
Sorry, have we three met?
Yes.
Yes, of course we have.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, yes. Yes, of course. It's just... Well, it's been a tough time. Sorry. Well, you know how it is. Strange planet bobs up out of nowhere.
Crammed full of ruins.
We've already found a remarkable tomb.
But what else is here?
And why?
Exactly. That's what I need you to find out. This place, it's not even an entire planet, just a significant cinder of one. But it fascinates me. What's its origin?
The tomb we found was Miletian.
Yes, but it was built by a warrior who died a long way from home. You'd know if you'd bothered to translate the inscriptions.
Why, thank you, Professor.
Not at all, Professor.
You too? This is a massive planet-sized mystery and it needs solving, seriously.
Doctor, come and look at this. I found something amazing.
If you'll excuse me. Rhea, I'm coming. Thank you, Professors. I'm very grateful.
So, that's your husband.
And your best friend.
Looks like he's replaced us both with...
Isn't this amazing?
Quite.
Clearly early Vogon. But the markings are problematic.
Who knew there'd be a whole set more ruins in the next valley?
Yes, heaps of heaps. Your shuttle load of students would come in handy right now.
I've sent them home.
You what? But I want their help.
And I want them alive. Once the Doctor turns up, people have a habit of dying.
Fair point. Look, grab a trowel and tell me what you think of this. Is it a Cylon?
I've got my own trowel. Sonic.
Fancy. Whatever gets the job done. Sorry.
Yes?
I feel like I'm prying, but are you really married to him?
Yes, but not yet.
Oh. Wait, isn't that massively complicated?
Yes.
So, right, that blue box arrives and it could be any one of them. It's a romance roulette with you.
Well, I love them all in their different ways.
Good answer.
I like to think so.
Wait, you love them all? Even the grumpy old one.
Which one?
My back's getting stiff. Feeling my age. Oh, poor planet. Get the feeling this world had a really unhappy ending.
So many do, but I know what you mean.
The ground's cluttered with metal and glass.
And yet these foundations around us are all stone. You can tell how ancient it is without even testing it.
And your trowel says?
So far it's saying old. It'll come up with a better answer.
I've an idea. Tell me how crazy this is. Imagine a city that started out as stone and just carried on growing upwards. No conflicts, no invasions, no despoiling. It just kept getting taller. And those stone towers became glass, became silver. This city was really, really old. And then it was destroyed.
Fascinating. And the results are in. My trowel says, really, really old. Oh, I'm having trouble getting a temporal lock. Why would that be?
Is this an inscription? I can't read the writing.
Can't you?
No. But I'll tell you this. It looks smug, doesn't it?
Yes.
Oh, I'll get the hang of it. One of my favourite translation stories, which you'd have heard if you'd ever turned up to class, my girl, is that one of Napoleon's generals was caught using the Rosetta Stone as a coffee table.
I know. The doctor and I once had eclairs on it. Then we had dessert.
Please let me be deaf now. This doctor, I've met him before. But then he was a big velvet laugh. Now, I don't know. He seems so tired.
This one lives a long life, not all of it plain sailing.
But what could have happened? Must have been something pretty spectacular to wipe the smile off his face.
Hello, down there! Look! I've been climbing!
Rhea!
Rhea! Get down from that wall!
But you can see for miles! There's a lovely tower over in the next valley. It's all ruined and broody and romantic. You should be there, not poking around among these old stones.
Not how archaeology works. You're disturbing the evidential strata.
Also, it isn't safe up there.
No wonder the doctor isn't with you two anymore. You're just standing still. If you want to keep up with him, you need to always be moving. That's how the adventures happen. That tower, I bet the doctor's in there.
That really doesn't look very stable.
Rhea, get down from that wall.
In a minute.
Rhea!
Rhea!
Get back!
The whole thing's coming down.
Hello, Doctor. Nice to see you. Hello, Bernice. Lovely to see you too. It's been too long. How are you? Oh, not bad, not bad, Doctor. I seem to be wearing a collapsed building. Also, you're married to the most annoying student I ever...
Professor Summerfield, are you all right?
Just dazed, Professor Song, just dazed.
That's the worst of it cleared away. Let me help you up.
Oh, thank you. Your hair.
What about it?
It's had a building fall on it, and it still looks remarkable.
I know. Annoying, isn't it?
Help! Oh, talking of annoying.
Can someone help me? Help!
Oh, she's under this thing. Is it a coat of arms? Amazing she's not been crushed by it. Come on, you grab the other end.
Yes, yes, of course.
There you go, Rhea. At least you've not been flattened.
I'm so frightened. I could have been killed.
You weren't.
Oh, let's have a look at you. See if any bones are broken.
No. Oh, my ankle. I've twisted my ankle.
Yeah, come along, you. Let's get you back to the doctor.
The doctor? I've left him on his own. He's just bound to have gotten into trouble.
Oh, isn't he just? Come on. River, can you give me a hand?
What? Sorry, it's just this rubble.
You've a hunch, haven't you? Damn.
I'm sorry. Am I in your way? Is that it? Don't worry. I can manage to get to the doctor by myself. I'm sure I can. It's just walking. Oh, ow!
It's fine. I'll take you. Come on. Lean on me. Professor Song, don't have all the fun without me.
Don't worry, Professor. I won't.
Well, this is very gothic.
What is it, Professor?
That ruined tower you spoke of. It's practically intact.
It looks very dramatic. I bet it's exciting. The doctor will be in there having adventures.
Yeah, worryingly, you're probably right.
Adventures full of danger and mystery. Do you think there are ghosts here?
There are ghosts on every world.
Are there? I'm scared of ghosts.
Well, I was speaking in the academic sense. As an archaeologist, you see, what we call ghosts really are traces of previous civilizations.
No!
Oh, what now?
I saw something moving in the mist.
Well, when it rips your arm off, scream again.
Oh, you don't like me, do you?
Of course I do.
And you're going to tell the doctor I messed up, aren't you?
Well, no.
Please don't.
Okay.
I'm scared of him.
Scared of the doctor?
No, not as such. Just sometimes. Try as I might to make things fun, he's so serious. I don't want to disappoint him.
None of us do.
Disappoint who?
Doctor!
Mia, you're hurt.
It's just her ankle.
It hurts so much.
It's just her ankle.
Well, come on, Rhea, let's sit you down. There we are.
Thank you, Doctor.
Bernice, I left her in your care.
It's not my fault, she...
Have you been having fun in the spooky tower, Doctor?
Yes, Rhea.
Is it full of traps and mystery and adventure that only you can solve?
Maybe.
Tell me all about it. I've asked the professor and she doesn't know a thing.
No, Rhea, she's an expert.
Oh, expert. They're not like you. I bet you've already guessed all there is to know about this place.
Well?
Is it a planet of demons? Or wizards? Or, I know, goblins?
Steady on, Rhea. Sorry, Professor Summerfield. Rhea's terribly excitable.
I'd noticed.
So is this a planet of wizards or demons?
Yeah, a bit of both. Yeah, but I tell you this, you and I are going to have the most brilliant time here.
Will there be ancient traps?
Statistically, I'll have you know, the number of civilizations who booby-trap their tombs are surprisingly...
Doctor, will there be ancient traps?
Might be.
If you'll excuse me, I'll be getting back to my rubble.
Never mind her, she's a grump. Now, tell me of all the amazing things you found, Doctor.
Well...
Oh, it just can't be. Please tell me I'm wrong. Oh, Doctor.
Found something, Professor?
Oh, just a few hunches, nothing more. How's Rhea? Yeah,
alive as ever. The Doctor's exploring that tower in the next valley. Rhea's being unbelievably wide-eyed about it, and are you absolutely sure you've not found anything?
As I said, nothing. Just a few hunches, nothing definite yet.
Really? The more we explore this planet, the more ruins we find. That's a lot of clues. This plane is part of a vast and ancient city. In the next valley, that ruined tower Rhea told us about, it's nearly intact. I think we're allowed more than a few hunches.
I don't want to rush to conclusions.
Then I really haven't taught you anything. Not even how to lie at those inscriptions we found. You can read them, can't you? There shouldn't really be a problem because the TARDIS is here. Should translate them. Which always strikes me as cheating. But it's not doing that in this case. Odd, isn't it?
Yes, but we must do our best.
Well, even though I'm far from fluent, I can recognise the language, and you can too, can't you?
Well...
And then the really big giveaway. Well, I nearly missed it because it was so big it literally landed right on top of us. That insignia. Only, it's not a coat of arms, is it?
Please, Bernice, you mustn't.
Mustn't? It's a seal.
All the Doctor's been through. What we found may drive him...
What have I been through?
Doctor!
Come on, Doctor. You must have worked it out by now. The ruins of this planet.
Don't say it. Please. You'll make it true.
It's all right, Bernice. You can say it.
Oh, the ruins of this planet. It's Gallifrey, isn't it?
Oh.
You just had to tell him, didn't you? Just to show how clever you are.
A bonfire indoors! Isn't that exciting? It is safe, isn't it?
The vaulted ceiling's pretty high. Doubt we'll die of carbon monoxide poisoning.
Oh. How will I know if I'm dying of that?
Well, you won't really. You just get lightheaded.
Oh.
And maybe you'll cough a bit.
Stop teasing her, Professor. We'll be fine.
Thank you. I do worry. Did you both really travel with the Doctor?
Yes.
Yes.
Gosh, it must have been so exciting. And so long ago. Where's the Doctor? Is he all right?
No, I don't think he's been all right for a while.
What's happened to him? What have I missed?
There's a massive war tearing apart the heavens from one end of time to the other.
And what happened to Gallifrey?
I don't know. Clearly nothing good.
It's all been very exciting and scary. The Doctor's been so brave. He's such a hero.
Useless. Pointless. Is this really how it ends? A biodata extract here? A black tablet there?
Doctor, what are you doing?
Oh, Rhea. Professors, I was just... assessing the leftovers.
Doctor, I'm sorry.
We're sorry. I had no idea.
Why would you? Why would anyone? I'm no good at war. I don't like pointless things.
Like Skittles and Morris dancing?
Yes, exactly like that. I've stood on the sidelines, watching, helping out on the edges, but for once, I've obeyed the cardinal rule of my people, not becoming involved.
And we've done good, haven't we?
I hoped it would never come to this. Clearly, at some point in the conflict, my home planet will be destroyed. The burnt remnants of it displaced through time and bobbing up here. Normally, Gallifrey exists outside of time. But now it's lying here for anyone to find. When they first appeared, I suspected the truth. But I wanted a second opinion.
Doctor, I am so sorry.
Is there anything we can do?
There's nothing I can do, nothing anyone can do. Look at all this. I never dreamt this could happen. I never dreamt they could lose the war. They... You idiots!
But, Doctor, it'll be all right. Shall I put the kettle on?
No, no tea.
Okay. Wait. What's that?
What?
What?
Doctor, look!
Captain, the first readings are coming in from our survey of the planet below.
Yes?
I've never seen anything like this. The planet contains huge amounts of everything we have on our requisition list.
Everything?
Everything! Their mineral wealth is off the scale.
Well, by rights, we should wait for the Galactic Trust to turn up and rule on this desolate rock.
We should. Of course we should.
But I've always been impatient.
That you have, Captain.
Attention! Attention! The fleet of our dream claims right of salvage over the planet beneath.
Doctor, what are they?
A scavenger fleet.
Oh, no.
We have to stop them.
But, Doctor, why?
It was inevitable. Unknown planetoid pops up. A scavenger fleet was bound to turn up to claim it. They'll just be planning on strip mining it.
Little do they know.
What'll happen when they realize it's the ruins of Gallifrey?
Something very bad.
Very good, Rhea. Right, come on, let's head to the tower. I need to assert my ownership.
Yes, because you're the doctor and they'll listen to you.
Professors, why don't you two poke around? See if you can find anything to help.
Doctor, let's leave them to their old rocks. We've an alien invasion to stop.
Well,
that's us told.
Attention! The fleet of Atreen has laid salvage claim to the ruins beneath, now designated Desolate Planetoid XA-012. If you believe you have a prior claim of ownership, we must order you stand down or face the consequences.
Well, that's formal notice served.
Indeed!
If there's anyone down there, let's give them some time to object. And of course, the Galactic Trust may want to object.
Of course they may.
So we need to give them a reasonable amount of time.
That we do.
Right, time's up. We have staked our claim. This world is now ours.
Whereabouts on Gallifrey do you think we are?
I don't know. I'm not that familiar with it.
Really? Surely you came here for your wedding?
No.
Where did you get married?
On top of a pyramid, during an apocalypse.
Right. Right, of course you did. But he never brought you to Gallifrey.
It's a bit difficult.
Of course I only came on a flying visit, really. Once or twice. Mini breaks, really.
Ugh. At risk of saying Rhea is right, I think these are the ghosts of Gallifrey.
The souls of every Time Lord were stored in the Matrix. And I think they're still here.
Oh, they're inside my mind!
Oh, mine too!
So much anger and pain, I can't contain it!
It's asking me what I want.
Oh, don't engage with it! Don't let it inside your head!
See? It's horrible.
It's just reading you. It's a mental mirror.
Oh, you can stop that now. It is not reading me.
The Matrix is taking what you're thinking, extrapolating it, amplifying it, and then using it against you.
What about you?
I've had more mental training than you.
Oh, of course you have.
I'm an expert in hiding what I really think.
Oh, well, bully for you.
Don't get angry. They'll use it.
What's going on? What are you two doing?
Rhea, be careful. You're in danger.
Am I? Are those things done? They look quite friendly.
Oh, I don't believe it. Of all the...
Hush. Rhea, dear, would you mind coming down and standing among the ghosts? It's all right. They won't hurt you. Actually, they seem to like you.
Okay. Are they really ghosts? Or something more exciting?
The Time Lords built a great computer to map the universe. These are echoes of it.
And what are they trying to do?
The Time Lords use their computer to predict things.
Like horoscopes and the weather?
Yes. To predict the future and change it.
I'd make it sunny every day.
It was the largest possibility engine ever built. Even these echoes of it. They're powerful. And in the wrong hands, dangerous.
They don't seem dangerous to me. Hello, Mr. Ghost. How are you today?
She's tamed.
It's what you get when you're sickeningly kind.
I know what you are. A genie! I've always wanted three wishes. I wish for flowers and ice cream and more wishes.
What's going on? Rhea, what are you doing?
Doctor! You're asking the questions. Not fair.
Is this the Matrix?
It is! It's my friend!
What?
Oh no.
Come over here, all of you. Step away from them.
You don't understand. It likes me. The ghosts, they don't seem so fond of you. Doctor, I thought everyone was your friend.
Doctor, get out of here!
It's latching onto you.
Think beautiful thoughts.
Yes, what she said.
Get out of my head, please!
Too late. They're attacking him.
Get a hold of him. We need to get the doctor out of here.
Please, leave me alone. I'm sorry.
I'll stand here and hold them off. Buttercups and butterflies and better scotch and better.
Come on, doctor. We've got to get you to the surface.
Oh, you're a dead weight when you're in agony.
Keep it away. Keep it away, please. Please, keep it away. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I should have done more. Please.
It's tearing the planet apart.
Sunsets and sunrise and sunflowers.
Matrix has gone mad!
Oh, can you blame it? It saw this whole planet die. Rhea! I've got to go back for her.
It's spreading up here!
All the more reason to get her!
Oh, shouldn't end like this.
Oh, my love, I can't stand to see you like this. In the end, in the long distant end, it all comes right. Believe me.
It was amazing! I was scared, but I made them laugh! I made all those ghosts laugh! The doctor's always saying I'm built to be liked.
Is he now?
And they're coming up here! Look! Look, that pile of stones! They're dancing! Bernice, what do you think they're going to do?
With any luck, the magical washing up.
The stones are rebuilding themselves! Oh, you clever ghosts!
What's going on?
Now, ghosts, you should listen to the doctor. He's always right, and he's so clever and brilliant. You should do what he wants.
Wait, what? Oh, this is genius. Rhea's harnessed the Matrix. Oh, that's incredible. Well, of course, If I could channel it, Gallifrey could be reborn. Oh, yes! Yeah. Rhea, Rhea! You're brilliant! What would I do without you?
Really, Doctor? You really think Gallifrey could be reborn?
Yes! I've survived, so must Gallifrey. We get a second chance. I'd be a fool to ignore it.
Doctor, I'm not sure.
Think about what you're doing.
No, there can be a happy ending.
Oh, hooray!
Attention! This is a Bellatorian XK-012. You are the property of the Adrian fleet. Any remaining life forms must surrender yourselves to us immediately. Your terrain is forfeit, your minerals are forfeit, any surviving technology is forfeit. We shall begin salvage bombardment shortly.
Doctor, what's a salvage bombardment?
Like archaeology, only with more explosions.
It's not subtle. Rather than mining a planet's mineral wealth slowly,
they just blow it up and sift through it afterwards.
That's very clever.
Not if you're standing underneath it.
I can't let them get their hands on any Time Lord technology that remains. The consequences would be disastrous. Also, more personally, this is all that survives of my home. I won't let them touch it.
They mustn't. It's so beautiful. Doctor, look. That ruined tower is almost completely rebuilt.
The tower. I must get to the tower.
Wait for us. Oh, I love it when he's like this. There's no stopping him.
That's the problem.
What do you mean?
We need to think this through.
Oh, you too. Come on. The doctor's getting away. Ah!
Surface bombardment is now underway. Surface bombardment is now underway. Any remaining indigenous life forms, please leave the planet and surrender to us for your own safety. Mineral extraction will begin shortly.
Forget about them! Keep moving!
Oh, yeah! Who cares about the buildings?
What sort of archaeologists are you?
Alive ones! She's hurt!
No. No, I'm okay. I'm fine. Come on. Let's get on. We have to get to the doctor. He'll save us. He'll do something brilliant!
Ow! Oh, come here. Lean on me.
I'll help.
Thank you. I can walk. I can. I just need your help. Thank you.
Oh, are you all right?
Just disoriented.
You're not bleeding.
That's something. I hurt inside. I really do.
Come on! Fast as you can! We have to get to the doctor!
Of course we do! Of course! Perhaps you should leave me. I'm only slowing you down.
No, we wouldn't dream of it.
You're one of the team.
No, 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 no! Stop! Stop this! What are you doing? Leave my world alone. Stop! Now that's better. Listen to me. Listen. I am the doctor, and I am the defender of this world. Not only that, I am its rightful owner, you hear me? Your salvage claim is invalid. This is my planet.
Only while you survive. Target that tower!
No! Don't do this! Don't do this! Stop! Or I will stop you! Oh, excellent ghosts! Look at that!
See what's happening to your bombs? They're being eaten by a defense shield I just conjured out of thin air. With power like that, do you really want to battle with me? Do you?
Clearly you do. Actually, why should I stop there? Why stick at a barrier? Let's do something more impressive.
Previously, you were just bombing ruins. Let's give you something better to aim at, something grander. Arise! I command it. Look at all this! I'm rebuilding Gallifrey, stone by stone, the whole planet, the capital, home of the wisest, most boring race the universe has ever known, and isn't it magnificent? You think I'm gonna let you destroy all this? Isn't it too beautiful? I won't let this fall again!
What the Doctor's done. Silver spires and golden towers and domes like snow globes rising from the dust. Hooray!
It's beautiful. I've never seen the Doctor so powerful before.
He's like a god. The god of Gallifrey. Go, Doctor!
Are you all right?
It'll pass. Sorry. Letting the side down.
Oh, sit down. Rest. Pray this wall doesn't suddenly become the Prydonian Academy.
We have to get on. We're missing out on the adventure.
In a minute. Should he be able to do all this?
Yes!
Shush. River? He has the whole of the Matrix at his command. That has to mean something. But the Doctor's rebuilding an entire world. Can the Matrix do all that? Should the Matrix do all that?
Of course it should. The Doctor can do anything he wants. He's a hero. Look at it all. It's marvelous.
I think we've got to stop him.
Stop him?
I agree. We need to talk to him. Rhea, are you strong enough?
Just another minute.
We may not have a minute.
Then leave me. Go on without me. You go on without me.
No, we'll wait. All right then, stay here.
You're not leaving me.
We have to. Come on, Bernice. Race you to the tower. Bit harsh. Sometimes being left behind is the making of a girl.
Please, come back. Don't stop the Doctor.
Oh, yeah. Concentrate your fire all you like. I'll keep you out. No, 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 no! What did you do that for? Yeah, of course, because that's the kind of people you are, isn't it? You're stupid, ignorant. You knock things over just because you can. How does it start, huh? Dropping litter, stealing pick and mix, and then suddenly you're blowing up the oldest civilization that ever lived? I stood by before, and now look what's happened. I didn't want to play the big boys' games. War? The trenches? The screaming? The killing? It's the most boring game of all. You know what I said when the war started? I said, I'm the Doctor, and I am not playing. Not by your rules. Well, look at what happened. I didn't think it would come to this. I was wrong. And I won't let it happen again. This is my chance to put that right. Stop! Do you hear me? Stop! Please! So I built a shield. And that wasn't enough for you. I showed you something beautiful, and still you didn't stop. Well, let's play it your way. I'm gonna show you what the Time Lords are really like. We valued being left alone, so we built the best fences. When we said keep out, we meant it. You are just nasty little children, scrumping. Scrumping for apples. Well, this is my orchard. And I'm telling you now, don't try climbing this fence. Turn around and go home.
Should we listen to him, Captain?
Any fool can shout. He has a better shield. So what? We have much bigger weapons. Fire them all. Maximum spread.
Thrown back at us. Maybe we should stop firing.
Never. Break through. Break through.
We can't, Captain. We can't stop it.
Look at that. Finally.
Doctor, what have you done?
Not now, Bernice, not now.
Doctor, you're destroying those ships. Oh, this isn't you. I don't know. Maybe the Matrix is affecting you. Isn't it? Please, listen to me. Oh, shut up. I'm talking to the doctor.
Actually, don't bother listening to her.
What?
She doesn't understand. She says you're her best friend, but look at her now. The look on her face.
Doctor!
You can see she's realizing she doesn't know you at all.
I have to do this.
Of course you do. You're the doctor, and this is what you have to do.
You understand, don't you? I have no choice.
Quiet, dear. This weapon of yours...
It's not a weapon, it's a defensive barrier.
Of course it is. Let's just listen to it, shall we? Tell me what it's doing. Please.
All the energy they fired at Gallifrey is being reflected back at them. That's all. It's simply defensive.
And when all that simply defensive energy hits them, then what?
It will eat through their weapons, their shields, their defenses. All they have to do is stop firing.
What if they're too stupid? Too stupid to stop?
Well, then they deserve. Look at Gallifrey. Look at what they've done to it.
Doctor!
Suppose they don't stop firing. What will your barrier do to them then?
It will eat through the hull.
And then what?
It will... Unless they surrender, it will... It will kill them.
Oh, brave new doctor. You'll get better at saying it. Don't apologize. It's strong. I like it.
Do you?
Oh, these people in those ships up there. Imagine how proud they must feel.
Hey?
They've done what no one else can do. Not the Daleks, not the Cybermen, not the Sontarans. Those people up there, they're just a bunch of space scavengers mining an empty planet. And they're the ones who drove the Doctor to this.
But don't you see they need to know what they've done?
Oh, Doctor, it wasn't them. Well, they're not worth this. Please.
I won't let Gallifrey be destroyed again. I won't. This is all my fault. I should have... done something. Well, this is my chance to put it right.
Can't you see what you've done? What you've turned the ruins of Gallifrey into?
She's right. And it's glorious, isn't it? A world at your command. Think of all you could do. Oh, what will your next move be? Oh, there'll be no holding you back.
I have to do something.
Run and hide, children, because the doctor's coming.
You don't understand at all, do you?
Oh, believe me, I do.
Who are you? Because you're not the doctor.
I don't have to listen to you.
Yes, you do. You always do in the end. It's why you keep us around.
Well, not now! Do you know who I am? I am the doctor, and I'm going to make them sorry.
Oh, for goodness sakes. Stop now, you stupid little man.
Who are you to tell me to stop? Ow! You slapped me.
Very well.
Thank you.
This is not who you are.
What? No. What?
No, it isn't.
No?
You're going to turn that barrier off and let them go.
Because you're the doctor.
And this isn't what you do.
No, you're right. It's not. End it.
Captain! Captain! They turned the barrier off! They showed us mercy!
Mercy? No. We've exhausted them. That's all. And now the planet is weak and powerless. Go in for the kill!
What have I done?
I don't know. Tried to save your world. Done what any human would have done.
Yes, but I'm not...
Relax. Who hasn't accidentally built a death planet?
But...
Too soon. Would you like me to tell you it was mind control? Or perhaps your robot double?
No. But what do I do now? I can't let the scavenger fleet take my world.
Doctor! Look at it all down there. Gallifrey. It's magnificent.
Yes, yes it is. I don't think I've ever appreciated the beauty of it before.
You've taken me so many places, but you've never brought me home.
Haven't I? Forgive me. You talk like we're old friends.
Yes, we are.
You're really familiar, but I can't place you. Have we travelled together?
Doesn't matter.
No, no, it does, doesn't it?
One day my face will mean a great deal to you.
Ah, spoilers.
Doctor, you and I... our lives together are a series of golden moments in between the darkest nights, such as this one. The last Gallifreyan sunset. Come, stand with me. Let's enjoy it together.
But who are you? Is this going to turn out to be some kind of forbidden paradox?
Definitely. My problem, not yours.
You're holding my hand.
Again, my problem, not yours.
Right.
Excuse me. I feel like the biggest gooseberry in the universe. What are we going to do to save Gallifrey?
Oh, that. Let it burn.
Hmm? What?
We're breaching the lower atmosphere! Weapons are at full power!
Not enough! I want 110%! When we bombard that planet, I want it obliterated!
I won't let this planet burn. There has to be an answer.
The Doctor's right. There's a clever solution to this that's absolutely Doctor.
I'm afraid, Professor Summerfield, I don't have the expert advantage of your many trips to Gallifrey, but would you mind telling me how the Matrix works?
The Matrix is the sum total of all Time Lord experience.
Hush, darling. I was asking her.
Darling? Oh, right. Well, as I said, the Matrix can tell the future. And if you wander inside it, it's a nightmare world of clowns and... Well, mostly clowns.
But have you ever known it to be able to build cities from scratch or throw up a defense shield?
No.
Oh, my God.
Can you, however, name a piece of Gallifreyan technology that has those properties?
You are kidding.
Fire on the planet. Reduce them to rubble. Very expensive rubble. Fire!
They're firing again!
If you're right, they're in for a shock.
I can't believe it. All this isn't real?
When we first arrived, the Professor and I found a Miletian tomb. Because whenever anyone says there's been a discovery, well, an intact Miletian tomb is all any respectable archaeologist can think of.
Top of my list. And here's an odd fact. No Milesians have ever been found on Gallifrey.
Then you turned up. Suddenly we can see more ruins. A whole city of them. Because that's what you wanted.
Really good force fields. Really good at blending in. Really good at knowing what its pilot wants. Means only one thing.
This whole place, it's the ruin of a TARDIS.
We've encountered a final defense shield. It's weakening fast. You all right, Captain?
And then they'll have nothing. Carry on. Make the sky scream.
A broken TARDIS falling through time, damaged, dying, desperate to fit in. But it's behaving oddly. An experimental model. Curious.
The buildings are fading away.
The ghosts of Gallifrey.
They're being jettisoned, all powers being diverted to one last shield. Pure instinct. By the time the scavengers power through, there'll be nothing left. Like Gallifrey, just a dream.
It was a very beautiful dream. Thank you for sharing it with me.
It is rather splendid, isn't it? But you're saying this poor old ruin of a TARDIS became Gallifrey simply because I wanted it so badly?
That's rather telling, don't you think?
Yes. Maybe I've been standing on the sidelines of the Time War for too long. Perhaps it's time I interfered.
War doesn't suit you.
It doesn't. But there are ways and ways of interfering. Today has taught me a lesson. Now you have taught me a lesson, Professors. Thank you.
Anytime, Doctor. You know me.
It's the least I could do.
That's why I have friends, to keep me on the straight and narrow.
To tell you when you're being an idiot.
And to admire the cut of those trousers.
What? Oh, yes, well, friends. Wait, where's Rhea?
The final shield is failing!
Such riches will be ours.
He'll know what to do. He always knows.
Rhea, how could you have left her?
We had to stop you.
Anyway, she wasn't badly hurt.
Not badly hurt. Look at her.
Doctor! There you are.
Oh, God. What's happened?
I don't know.
She was fine when we left her. Fine.
I'm so cold. My ankle hurts.
It's not your ankle. You've been hit by a disintegrator blast. It's eating you from the inside out.
Oh, that's good. I was worried I was making a fuss.
Here, let me hold you. Oh, Rhea.
Have I missed an adventure?
You have.
Was it brilliant?
Yes.
Was there a monster?
Yes.
And did you make the monster go away by being clever?
Yes.
I'm so sorry I missed it. I can't feel anything.
What have we done? Not now.
I'm sorry. We'll soon have you up and about, Rhea.
Oh, good. I can't wait. I don't like missing out on adventures. Can we go somewhere really fun next?
Yes, of course.
It'll be all right if it's a little frightening. I promise I won't be scared, so long as I'm with you. I hope we go somewhere amazing.
We will, Rhea. I promise you.
I'm so pleased. Tomorrow is going to be such a brilliant adventure. I can't wait.
Doctor, I'm so sorry.
Well, don't be. You didn't know her.
But even so...
Leave it, Bernice.
You don't understand. Rhea was special. Things have been so difficult recently. So many tough decisions. So many good friends lost. And I really needed a friend. So I made Rhea.
You made her?
I built myself the perfect android companion.
So that at the end of yet another impossible, horrible day, I would have someone to tell me I was doing the right thing.
I know, and I am sorry.
You too. You wouldn't even let me have that, would you?
The planet is hailing us, Captain!
Excellent. I love it when they beg for mercy. Well, speak.
Sorry, tough day. Hello, you probably think I'm going to beg you to stop, don't you? Or I could plead for your mercy. But I know it's not going to work.
Really?
Yes. I've met your sort before. And you know what's the worst thing about you?
What?
You're no fun. Your greedy little eyes have lit up at the riches you've seen. You've had your fingers burnt. And now you're angry for revenge. But I'm the doctor, and take it from me, it's not worth it.
Now he's run out of weapons, he tries words. He thinks he can stop us with that. Fire on.
Ah, there you are. You heard?
Yes.
They're coming, and there'll be no stopping
them.
No, not this time. This machine is very old, isn't it? What are you?
The ghost of time. Unkind and unshamed and unseated. Palestino.
Wait. Are those names? Places? They seem familiar somehow. Do you want to elaborate? No? Well, how very unhelpful of you. Whatever you are, not a trace of you can be found by the scavengers. You understand? Good. Thank you. You can still read my mind, can't you?
Yes!
Do you know what I'm going to do next, when I leave here?
No.
It's probably for the best. Thank you.
Turning to dust. It's rather beautiful.
It's tragic. It started out fun, then it all got so sad.
Well, life's like that.
Never seen the Doctor like this.
He's on the verge of committing himself to chaos.
The universe must be in big trouble if it's doing this to the Doctor.
Oh, it is.
The Doctor I know would have laid a long and complicated plan to stop the war before it started.
Who's to say that someday he won't?
It does all end well, doesn't it?
He...
I'm fine about spoilers.
One day, one long day, it all comes right. Both for the universe and for the Doctor.
Good. What do we do next? Hit him over the head?
Excuse me?
Drug his tea or something? I mean, you are going to wipe his memory of meeting you.
In the early days, oh yes, we were always wiping each other's memories. Selective amnesia was our box of chocolates and bunch of roses. But no, it's got a little beyond that. We're both complex space-time events. We have our very own etiquette. It's a matter of knowing when to look the other way, when to forget. Besides, next time we meet, I'll need him to remember me.
Why?
Oh, I really can't tell you that. You see, for me, it's already happened.
No wonder your hair's never out of place. It's too frightened to move. Come, Professor. Let's go say farewell to the Doctor.
Good idea.
So this dying TARDIS, what do you think happened to it?
Good question. Maybe not for us to answer.
This dream doesn't have long left. The final defenses are falling.
Imagine when they break through and find nothing left behind it.
Pyrrhic victory. Quite a doctorish solution.
Don't. Not now.
No.
Doctor, we're sorry about Rhea. But Professor Summerfield is right. You ended today the same man you started.
A man who's not allowed dreams.
We're absolutely, definitely not hitting him on the head.
Not even for old time's sake.
Come on, get in.
Oh, how retro.
I've always rather liked it.
Goodbye, Gallifrey. Sweet dreams.
Tomorrow is going to be such a brilliant adventure.
The machine is destroyed. The sirens shall be free.
You have been listening to The Legacy of Time, Lies in Ruins, written by James Goss. The Doctor was played by Paul McGann, Professor River Song, Alex Kingston, Professor Bernice Summerfield, Lisa Bowerman, Rhea, Alexandria Riley, Scavenger Captain, Okezie Morrow, Scavenger, Beth Chalmers. Other roles were played by members of the cast. Director, Ken Bentley. Producer, David Richardson. Script editor Matt Fitton. Executive producers Nicholas Briggs and Jason Haig-Ellery.